Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, over the past few days we have discussed with regards to ghibat, backbiting, slander and carrying tales. In this chapter, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi speaks about a person who is known as dhul wajhain, a person who is two-faced. He is not honest, he is deceitful. And in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who is two-faced has been mentioned as sharran nas. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَجِدُونَ شَرَّ النَّاسِ ذَا الْوَجْهَيْنِ, that you will find that the worst of people on the surface of this earth are those who are two-faced. And who is this? الَّذِي يَأْتِي هَاؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ وَهَاؤُلَاءِ بِوَجْهٍ, that person who comes to one person and he shows a particular viewpoint, a particular standpoint, and when he's in front of somebody else, then he plays a different tune, he says something else. On one occasion, someone came to Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, and he said to him, that inna nadkhulu ala salatinina, that we go to our leaders, the people of authority amongst us, and whatever they want us to say, we say that. We play to their tune, but when we leave from their gatherings, and we are with our friends, our family members, then we say as we please, we go contrary to them. So Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma said, that in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would regard this to be nifaq and hypocrisy. That a person on one hand, he acts as though he is with you, he says whatever you want him to say, he tries to please you, and when he is behind your back, then he says something differently. And therefore in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned four qualities. And he said that if a person has all these four qualities in him, then he is regarded as a true munafiq, a true hypocrite. And if a person has one of these four qualities in him, then he has a quality of nifaq and hypocrisy in him. So the first quality that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is, إِذَا أُتُمِنَ خَانَ, when a person is trusted, entrusted with something, then he betrays that trust and he does not look after the trust that is given to him. Whether it be physically, a person gives you some money to keep, a parcel to keep, and you show deceit. So this is also khiyanat. But even if it's something that's not physical, somebody tells you something that is confidential, shares a secret with you, and he trusts you not to expose it, not to tell it to somebody else, but you go behind his back and mention it to somebody else, then this is also regarded as khiyanat. The second quality he mentions, وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ, when a person speaks, then naturally he lies. And when it comes to lying, ulama explained that in today's time, this is one sin that people don't even regard to be a sin anymore. How often we find that a person speaks, and sometimes without any reason, without any cause, he speaks lies. Just to sensationalize the story, to make it sound better, or to make himself sound better, the person speaks lies. The third quality he mentions, وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرَ, that when he makes a promise, he breaks the promise. Many times we find that in business also, a person says, give me the goods, I'll pay you on Monday. When Monday comes and the person asks him for his money, he says, I meant the next week Monday, or next month Monday. So like this, a person betrays, a person breaks his promise. This is a quality of nifaq and hypocrisy. And the fourth quality he mentions is that وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ, that when a person disputes, he becomes involved in an argument, then he becomes vulgar. And we find here also that when a person is arguing, whether it be with his family members, with his wife, or with people in the business, with his friends, a small argument, but he becomes vulgar, he starts to insult, he starts to speak ill of the next person. So these four qualities Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned are qualities of nifaq and hypocrisy. So we should all try and see in our lives these qualities, how much of it is found in our lives. When it comes to lying also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, that inna sidqa yahdi ila albir, the truthfulness, if a person continues to speak the truth, then this will lead him towards righteousness. Eventually he will come into the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa inna albirra yahdi ila aljannah, when a person comes onto obedience and righteousness, then this will lead him to Jannat. This is the key to gain Jannat. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَصْدُقُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنَّ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا, and he says that truthfulness is such a quality that a person who continues to speak the truth habitually, then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write him down as a siddiq, as a very truthful person, as a person who is close in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ, that speaking lies leads a person to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ, that disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads to the fire of Jahannam. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. And a person will continue to speak lies, continue to deceive, continue to betray people, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala records that this person is a kadhab, he is a liar. And then we find that a person, not only in this worldly life, but after a person has left this world also, although people don't want to say it, but people will always remember that this person was dishonest. I did business with him and he did me down. I used to speak to him, he would lie to me. I would entrust him with something, he would betray my trust. So these are qualities that don't only last in this world. And not only for ourselves, but a person will remember that this man's father was dishonest. This man's father used to speak lies. So not only for myself, but my progeny, nobody knows how far it will go. But one person's dishonesty, one person's deceit, one person who betrays other people, his entire family now becomes shamed, his entire family goes through dishonor. So we should try and bring this quality of truthfulness into our lives. And no matter what it is, that person who speaks a lie, then it is only because he is negligent, he is ghafil of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to mention that famous couplet, that jo karta hai ahle jaha chup kaise, that which a person does hidden from the people of this world. He might think that nobody knows what I am saying. I am lying to somebody, he believes me. He is trusting me. But koi dekhta hai aasman se. There is somebody in the sky that is looking at him, that is writing down everything that a person does. So when a person thinks of speaking a lie, for whatever reason it may be, sometimes to come out of some problem, or sometimes to prop himself up, to make a story sound better than it is, so ponder over this couplet, the statement of Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever I say, whatever I do. And therefore I have to speak the truth. I have to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to be loyal to the people around me. And this is how we will gain the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.